此后，摩亚人和亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击耶沙法。有人来报告耶沙法说，从海外亚兰又坐以东那边有大军来攻击你。如今他们在哈喜逊他玛，就是隐基底。耶沙法便惧怕，定意寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。于是犹大人聚会，求耶和华帮助。犹大各城都有人出来寻求耶和华。耶沙法就在犹大和耶路撒冷的会中，站在耶和华殿的新宴前，说：耶和华我们列祖的神啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。我们的神啊，你不是曾在你名以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗？他们住在这地，又为你的名建造圣所，说倘有祸患临到我们，或兵刀灾殃，或瘟疫饥荒，我们在饥难的时候站在这殿前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救。因为你的名在这殿里，以前以色列人出埃及地的时候，你不容以色列人侵犯亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，以色列人就离开他们，不灭绝他们。看啊，他们怎样报复我们，要来驱逐我们出离你的地，就是你赐给我们为业之地。我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行。他们的眼目，我们的眼目当仰望你。他说：犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和约沙法王，你们请听，耶和华对你们如此说：不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。犹大和耶路撒冷人啊，这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要惧怕，不要惊慌，明日出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。次日清早，众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，耶沙法站着说：犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民啊，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神就必立稳，信他的先知就必亨通。耶沙法既明商议了，就设立唱歌的人颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说：当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。Today's Bible reading is 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1 to 12, and 15, 17, 20 to 21. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, and with some of the Meunites, came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is, in Jedi. Alarm, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judge or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet, and you will be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army and say, give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever. 感谢神的话语。 We invite Pastor Kathy.
What a beautiful story that we will both unpack. Good morning to everyone.
大家早上好。
I'm Kathy Sharon. I'm a mission pastor in South Asia and now serving with SIM. This year we are celebrating 125 years of God's faithfulness.
Pastor Kathy 是来自于这个 SIM 这个 organization， 然后他是在南亚地区宣教的这么一个牧师，他说今年是庆祝125年，然后经历神的同在。
As we celebrate, we praise God for 125 years, and we are working in 80 countries in all over the world.
这个组织到今年已经125年了，他们今年要庆祝他们125周年，他们在18个国家都有他们的事工。
And so I would invite you later after the worship if you could visit our stall there. We have some handicrafts from our students. I work in Day by Day School. I oversee the ministry back in Pakistan. We have a vocational center, and these are marginalized, very poor women. And so we are generating funds to help the school empowering women and children.
在结束这个礼拜之后呢，我们那边有一个小小的这个台子，是宣传他们这个宣教事工的。在这个台子上面有一些小小的礼物，是来自于他们宣教的一些地方，他们会帮助当地的，主要是一些妇女儿童，他们会做一些手工来学习一些生活的技能。然后大家有兴趣的话可以去看一下。
This is one way to advance the kingdom of God, is to share God's blessing. We have these flyers where you can sponsor a child or a woman through education or vocational training. And save a family. So come and join us and make a difference. And this is a tax deductible that you can claim after June.
这边它还有一些就是这个，大家如果感兴趣的话呢，可以填写一下这个小的表格。这个是关于就是我们可以资助在当地的一些比较贫穷的孩子们，然后给他们上学的教育的机会。这个是可以在政府的抵税的。如果说你就是捐的这个款项，然后在6月30号之后报税的时候呢，可以作为这个税务抵扣的。
So when you buy something there, it makes a difference because it empowers or give education to women and children back in South Asia.
我们都希望通过我们的努力，然后让其他人的生活可以得到不一样的改变，通过帮助一些贫困的孩子和妇女，然后让他们的生活也得以改变。这个就是我们作为神的子民的其中的一个权利和义务，来把我们的祝福，然后传给更多的人。
Thank you. Today's God's message is entitled Power in United Prayer.
今天正道的主题是同心合一的祷告的力量。
We will both unpack the life of King Jehoshaphat and other great men and women of God in the Bible that in their most difficult, impossible situation, how did they respond and how God helped them?
我们今天要讲到的是约沙法的故事，还有其他在圣经里面其他信心的伟人，是看他们在人生的这个困难的时 期，他们是怎么样通过祷告，然后来赢得从上帝来的力量，然后来帮助他们度过那样的难关。But
for that, let us pray.
开始我们祷告。
Our dear, gracious, loving, and heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you for this wonderful opportunity, the freedom to come and worship you together, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, for your fresh anointing be upon me and Sister Jojo as we deliver your message. Enable us, Holy Spirit, make us as your mouthpiece. Be our master teacher and a speaker this morning. We ask you, God, Holy Spirit, to move in us and through us in a very special, mighty, and powerful way, God, and allow no one to leave this place without receiving a new revelation, encouraging message that comes from you, God. Open our spiritual ears, eyes, and heart to receive your message, and empower us, Holy Spirit, to become a doer of your word and not just a listener. Come and speak to us, Holy Spirit. We want to bless and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天给我们这样的一个机会，求你的圣灵来充满我们这个教会，充满这个我们今天的这样的一个敬拜的信息。主啊，我们求你的圣灵来帮助我们，打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵，打开我们的心灵，让我们能听见你的话语。主啊，我们求你的圣灵来带领我们，让我们每一个在这里的人离开这里的时候，我们都会听到你的话语，我们的生命都可以被你改变，也唯愿你的祝福 陪伴着我们，让我们真的是有你的样式，成为蒙你喜悦的儿女。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。阿门。
Prayer plays a very significant role in our Christian life. It's actually the backbone of our Christian life.
祷告在我们基督徒的生活里面是非常重要的，它甚至说是可以说是我们的核心。
It's our way of communicating with our God, where we get strength and guidance in the Lord.
它是我们通过祷告，是我们的一种渠道，来跟神来沟通的一种渠道。
Prayer make us right in tune, in connection with God.
祷告可以让我们跟神沟通。
But despite knowing the importance of prayers, but why it seems it is the least attended in the church, or prayer, or Bible study group.
那我们都知道祷告是这么的重要，但是为什么在教会的生活里面，祷告常常反而是很多基督徒的朋友，他们就是我们都会疏忽的，或者说是祷告会的参加的人数总是很少，或者是圣经这个 Bible study 就是圣经的这个读圣经的这个聚会也很少人参加。
What seem to be the problem or what's stopping us to come and pray together?
有什么样的事情阻止我们说我们不可以来一起祷告呢？
Are we like the Israelites that we forgot God because of our busy schedule? So much busy with work, business, studies, family, challenges sometimes, laziness or complacency are not our priority.
我们难道像以色列人一样忘记了我们的神吗？是因为我们太忙了，然后读书、工作、生活都太忙碌了，或者说是因为我们太骄傲了，然后觉得不需要祷告了，或者是因为我们的生活中觉得总之就是比较忙吧，就经常忘记了。
Sometimes like the Israelites, they were in Canaan. Australia is like a Canaan where everything is here that people seemingly forget God.
就像以色列人在迦南地一样，他觉得就是在澳大利亚，我们就有点像在迦南地一样。澳大利亚的很多的东西都会使我们从把我们的眼目会从神转向其他的东西，会受到非常多的干扰。
In Psalm 133, verse 1-3, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
在诗篇133篇讲到，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Unity in a strong Greek word is means he notes from his oneness unity, especially the God produced unity.Oneness being believers, the harmony from sharing likeness of nature with the Lord.
这个合一的这个词在希腊文里面就是代表着同心合一的意思。然后特别神会在所有的信徒中会给我们创造同心合一的心，因为我们都是由神的形象而造的。
For us to be united in God, we need to remain in the vine.John 15 verse 5 reminds us that I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
在圣经里面提到关于如何同心合一的时候，特别有讲到，在耶稣教导我们说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
The vine here represents God, who is the source of life, blessing, hope, strength, direction.Guidance, and it helps us in our situation if we allow God.
在这里枝子代表的是从神支取的力量，我们要在紧紧的长像葡萄树一样长在枝子上，才我们才能从神获取我们的需要有的力量、希望，还有各样的帮助。
When a branch is removed from a tree, it dies.
当一个枝子然后离开树的时候，它就会枯萎了。
And God is reminding us this morning that if we choose to remain in the vine, if we choose to remain connected in God, if we choose to trust and hope and faith in Him, it will produce much fruit.
今天早上神希望可以提醒我们，如果我们能够在他里面，我们能够选择持续的在他里面，我们就有希望。
And this fruit brings us peace. That no matter what's the problem, there's peace in heart, there's peace in mind, and there's joy despite struggle, despite problem around us. There is joy, there's peace, there's love, knowing that God is here with us.
当我们藏在神的里面的时候，我们就可以多结果子。这个果子就是圣灵的果子，有和平，有喜乐。I'm sorry, Pastor, can you?
If we remain in vine, if we remain connected in God through prayers, God give us the fruit of spirit. You know, the love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control.
就是如果我们持续在神的里面的话，我们就可以多结果子。圣灵的果子有喜乐、平安、忍耐，良善。
Okay, sorry, I'm
just get lost. If it's too much, you know, I just cannot exactly translate.
In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "Seek His will, God's will, in all you do." It didn't say some. Seek God in everything you do, and He will show you which path or direction to take.
在箴言里面讲到说，在你一切所行的事上，他没有说一部分事情，是在一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
If we learn to commit to the Lord, whatever we do, the word there says is all, everything. Whatever you do, and God will establish our plan.
如果我们是把我们所做的所有的事情都交托在神的手里，是所有的事情，不是只是一些事情，交托在神的手里的话，他必指引我们的道路。
Sometimes we're like children, cannot wait. We live in a very instant world where everything we want is quick. We want in a hurry. We want God to answer right away.
我们生活在一个很节奏非常快的一个世界里，我们有时候就像小孩子一样，我们向神所求什么东西，我们希望神马上就回应我们，我们马上就要得到。
But as we wait for the Lord to answer our prayer, God is actually working in us.
但是当我们在忍耐等候的时候，当我们在耐心的等候神的这个回应的时候，神就在这个中间慢慢的改变我们。
When your child asks you for something and doesn't ask you respectfully, how do you respond? Give me this, mommy or daddy, like you're a servant to your children.
当你如果你是一个父母，你有小孩子，当你的小孩管你要什么东西的时候，他们的态度是非常的没有礼貌的，非常的就是不对你不尊敬的。爸妈就给我这个吧，然后你是什么样的感觉？
But as parents, we love to see our children disciplined. We love them to ask respectfully.
作为父母，我们都希望我们的孩子懂礼貌、有规矩。我们希望如果他们需要什么东西的时候，他们可以有礼貌的来请求。
In the same manner, God wants us to learn to wait. And as we wait, God is transforming us inside out.
那同样，神也是希望这样的同样的这个来要希望从我们这边也是得到这样的态度。当我们向神祈求什么样的东西的时候，有的时候神并没有马上回应。那么在这个等候的过程中，神就会慢慢的改变我们。
God wants us to grow as we wait.
神让我们在等候的时候，神希望我们也可以成长。
To grow obediently, lovingly.Responsibly.
神希望我们可以成为更顺服，更有爱的，然后更有责任心的儿女。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 to 20, again, truly I tell you that if two or three on earth agree about anything they ask for it, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them.
在马太福音里面讲到，我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事情，这里的关键是同心合意的求。我在天上的父必为他们成全，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
And in this verse, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, God hears us.
当我们向神所存的一种坦然无惧的心的时候，这就是我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
In these verses,It's reminding us, admonishing us, teaching us, encouraging us all to pray together, agreeing, uniting in prayer, for there is power in united prayer.
在这里就提醒我们，同心合意的祷告是多么的重要，提醒我们在我们的日常生活中，我们要存着同心合意的心来一起向神祈求。
And one thing I've learned in my almost 3 decades of serving God.
在我30年的这个宣教的事工里面。
Whenever there is sick, one thing blessing is you call the elders in the church or servants of God in your house, because there's a blessing when they speak blessing in your family, in your house. That's already a great encouragement.
在Kathy 30年的这个事工的经验里面，她说她其中学会了一个很重要的事情。如果教会有人生病的话呢，就要把教会的这个长老叫过来，然后大家同心合意的祷告，寻求神的帮助。
And James chapter 5 verses 14 to 15, are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you.Anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven.
在雅各书五章里14节里面讲到，你们中间有病了的呢，就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祷告要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
We can see that the first Christian churches in the Old Testament, they always come together, hurrying up to come together in prayer.
我们在看到在旧约圣经里面经常也看到当有事情发生的时候大家经常聚在一起一起祷告。
And you know one thing, if there's any Korean here, one thing I have learned from Korean people, before they were poor country, and now they are very developed country, you know why? Because these people, most of them, how God blessed them, they come together, they rush in the church, they rush in the temple of God and pray as early as 4 in the morning.
我不知道这里有没有韩国来的朋友哈，他从就是从韩国的那个教会里面学到一个很重要的信息。韩国以前是一个很贫穷的国家，现在他们成为了一个比较发达的国家。那么在韩国的教会里面，他们祷告的力量是非常非常重视祷告的。很多很多韩国的教会，他们早上4点钟就起来祷告，跪在地上祷告。
You know, the heaven move and there's a divine power happening when the people or children of God come together in unity in prayer.
当神的儿女起来同心合意的祷告的时候，我们就可以经历到神的大能与我们同在。
And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18 is reminding us, always be joyful, not worry. Never stop praying until the Lord answers. Whatever happens, give thanks because it is God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this.
在帖撒罗尼迦里面也提醒我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，要不住的祷告，一直到神回应我们的祷告为止。凡事要谢恩，因为神，这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
The cue there, never stop praying until God answers.
就是要不住的祷告，直到神垂听我们的祷告为止。
Let's see some great people in the Bible led prayer and see how God intervenes.
我们来看一下在圣经里面都有哪一些关于祷告的信心的伟人，他们是怎么样被神的带领的。
Jesus himself modeled a prayer and fasting.
耶稣为我们展现了一个就是祷告的一个榜样。
Knowing he is a full God and a full man, but giving priority to prayer is one of his significant connection with the Father.
耶稣是完全的神，也是完全的人，他跟天父之间有完全直接的沟通。
He fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
但是他在祷告的时候，他禁食44个昼夜。
And after he fasted, yes, there were temptations, but that's where he got power from God. And became his ministry became very powerful and very fruitful, very effective.
在禁食祷告44天之后会有魔鬼的试探过来了，但是这个也是在祷告之后他获取了从上帝而来的大能和力量来开始他的事工。
Jesus teaches his disciples and even us, reminding us today that through prayer we can get connected and remain connected to the vine who is God.
耶稣教导他的门徒，同时也教导我们，当我们在祷告的时候，我们就可以跟天父连接，我们就可以获取从神来的大能和力量。
Before Jesus starts his ministry or work for the day, he would come to the Father early morning and pray to God.
每天早上，耶稣起来的时候，他都会先在山上去向天父祷告。
And this is one of his miracle ministry. Having the two fish and only five bread, how you will feed 5,000 people.
在圣经里面记载的这个五饼二鱼的神迹，大家都非常的了解。
God did not think of the limitation of the situation, but he looked up, offered what he has, and prayed to God.
当时只有小小的两个饼和五条鱼，但是他并没有因为看到这个东西的有限，而是我们向天上看，仰望天父，寻求天父的供应，然后就喂饱了五千人。
And after he prayed, he claimed that answer, and God multiplied the food, and there were even more than excess after feeding the 5,000.
当耶稣向天父祈求，然后用把自己仅有的献上，然后向天父祈求的时候，他所赐给的喂饱超过五千人。他提供的食物超过多于当时所需要的食物。
King David in the Old Testament, prayer in King David's life and spiritual journey was very, very evident.
大卫王也是在圣经也是在圣经里面一个非常好的一个祷告的一个榜样。
David, before he does anything, he would always consult, inquire of God.Before doing anything,
大卫在做任何事情之前，他都会先来寻求神的旨意。
And God always answered his prayer as long as his heart was attuned in the Lord's will.
神总是垂听他的祷告，只要他的祷告是合乎神的旨意的心意的。
In every situation in his life, yes, he was somehow became a murderer.But he would pray, he would repent. He had sinned. David is like you and me. He had sinned, he had fallen to temptation. But what makes him a man after God's own heart was his repentant heart.
大卫其实也犯罪，他并不是一个完人，他就像你和我一样，他也曾经的犯罪，他也杀人，他也犯过了很多的罪行，但是他总是来到上帝的面前，寻求上帝的帮助，他会悔改。
He would always ask his people to pray and fast together.
他也常常会带领他的人们去禁食祷告。
Same is true with Queen Esther. He asked all the Jews to pray and fast with her for 3 days as she will approach the king.
在以斯帖记里面，我们有看到王后以斯帖，在她要去见国王之前，她也要她的人们跟她一起禁食祷告三天。
During that time, the Jewish were about to be killed. They were about to face genocide because of the law that was made by the king, by his army, who is corrupt.
在当时，情况是非常的紧急的。当时的以色列人是要面临要灭族的这个危机。
In that difficult time, his uncle Mordecai reminded Esther of her role being a queen is not just to enjoy her good life, but it is for a divine purpose that God made her a queen.
当时以斯帖的叔父莫迪改就有提醒以斯帖说，上帝把你放在这个王后的这个职位上，并不是只是要你享受这样的生活，而是他有更美好的愿望在你的身上要得以成就。
Interestingly, God is a God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
神是昨天、今日和明日的神。
And God already knew what will happen to this Jewish people, that they will about to die.
神已经知道以色列人要面对的是什么样的事情，他们将要面临灭族的被大屠杀。
Before that difficult situation come, God has already prepared Esther.To be the queen in that time.
神早就已经预知，神早就知道会有这样的事情发生，所以在很早以前，神就已经预备了以斯帖要做这个国王，要做这个国家的王后。
So his being a queen has a divine purpose and reason, and not just to enjoy her life in the palace.
所以以斯帖成为王后是有她的原因的，是有是有她的一个美好的一个神的一个旨意在她身上得以成就的，而不是只是让她成为一个王后来享受王宫里的生活。
And so her uncle Mordecai reminded her, "You're not the queen just for you to enjoy, but you have a reason, a purpose why God made you a queen is that to save the Jewish people, and you yourself is a Jew."
莫迪改有提醒以斯帖，上帝让你成为王后是有他的原因在后面的，所以你需要知道你在这个时候有你的
And so she asked her people to pray for 3 days and fast with her to approach the king for what she has to ask, a big request.
所以以斯帖在他要去见国王之前，他请求他的人们和他一起祷告三天。
So God made Esther a queen in such a time like that to save his own chosen people.
所以神在那个时候让以斯帖成为王后，是因为要他把他的人们从那当时的危机里面拯救出来。
Because if she doesn't act, there will be no more Jewish on that time. But God reminded her through her uncle. See, situation before, God already said, and God prepared the solution for that. What lesson can we learn from Queen Esther's life?
在其实就是在以斯帖成为王后之前，上帝已经知道这个事情会发生，所以上帝早早就预备好了以斯帖成为这个王后让她来就是在面对这个事情。那从这个事我们可以学到什么样的这个教训呢？
Situation that is very impossible to escape because Queen Esther herself is a Jew, so if she doesn't speak, she and all her people will all die.
当时他的这个以斯帖的叔父也有提醒他，其实你也是一个犹太人，那如果犹太人要被灭族的话，其实你也是免不了的。
And after they fasted together in unity and pray, God in his amazing grace and power led the king to make another policy or law that will save the Jews.
所以在他们禁食祷告三天之后，他们去见了以斯帖去见了国王，但是他们就能够经历到神的大能与他们同在，当时的国王的心意就来了一个180度大转弯，这个故事就在以斯帖记里面。
Another man that would remind us, see, in Queen Esther we know God already know the situation you're going through right now, and God has already a solution for whatever problem we are facing.
就是在以斯帖的这个故事里，我们没有看到，其实在我们人生中所碰到的所有的困难，其实上帝早就知道，而且他也早有预备。
Another man is Nehemiah. He was a cup bearer and saw the need for him to lead the people, Israelites, to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
还有另外一个故事是关于尼希米的。
He was a builder. He was a cupbearer and not a builder. So for him, that was mission impossible. God, how can I do this? That is in Nehemiah. I'm just making summary.
Yeah.
Nehemiah's life story.He asked the Israelites to fast and pray on how to accomplish God's mission.
在这个尼希米记里面有讲到这个尼希米的故事，就是他们当时要建一个有一个工程，但他是不会做的，所以他也不知道该怎么去做，所以他就向神祈求说，我该怎么办？
As a cupbearer, he was busy. He should always be in the king before the king eat any or drink anything because he has to test whether that has a poison or not. So he has to be there. And for him to leave his duty is next to impossible.
尼希米他原来只是一个就是说在国王面前然后伺候他喝酒的这么一个职位的人，但是神要他去带领以色列人去建那个另外一个工程，他怎么可能去呢？他不知道该怎么办。
Again, in the life of Nehemiah, we can see a mission impossible and how he trusted God to make a way. And indeed, God answered his prayer with all his fellow Israelites, and they were able to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
在那样的情况下，他认为他自己是没有第一没有这个能力，第二他也不知道该怎么去做。但是那个故事就提醒了我们，在那个时候我们需要如何存着一颗顺服的心，然后听从上帝的安排，然后他们就可以重建这个城墙。
Another mission impossible situation is the life of King Jehoshaphat.
还有故事就来自于历代记下约撒法的故事。
King Jehoshaphat breakthrough happened when the three vast armies were about, they are coming on their way to attack his kingdom, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Meunites.
这个故事来自于历代记下，然后就讲到有三个大军要来攻打他们。
As we read by our brother, the Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 21, a vast army, a large army, there are thousands of people, is coming against you. And he was, instead of being scared, what King Jehoshaphat responded, how he responded this, yes, this is a very helpless situation and I cannot do it. And he is the king. He has to lead the people.
在当时有大军来攻打这个约撒法的这个王国，是摩押人、亚门人和米乌尼人。然后那个时候他是很害怕的，他也不知道该怎么办。然后作为一个国王来说，他怎么办呢
？And so what he did, he was alarmed. Yes, God, I cannot handle this. This is very difficult for me. It's beyond my power or beyond my control.
所以在那个时候，约撒法就说：“神啊，我们不知道，我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道该怎么办。”他承认他的无能。
And what's wonderful in King Jehoshaphat is he inquire of the Lord and declare a whole fast. The whole nation of Jerusalem and Judah fasted together for one day and prayed together.
所以在约撒法他在这个故事里面，他特别美好的地方就是他定义寻求耶和华。他们召集了全国的人们来宣告禁食，来祷告。
And in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12, he says, "Our God, will you not judge them, the enemies? For we have no power to face these big armies or thousands of armies that is on the way to attack us." But he prayed, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you."
他祷告神说，神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道该怎么办，我们的眼目单单地仰望你。
And God answered his prayer through one of the son of the Levite named Jael. And he said in verse 15, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's."
神这样来神的灵到一个利未人，然后这样来回应他们的祷告。他说，犹大众人，耶路撒冷的居民和约撒法王，你们听，耶和华对你们如此说，不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
And God is telling to each one of us, wherever you are, whatever situation you're going through, God is telling you, do not be afraid or discouraged, because God is with you.
上帝也希望跟我们每一个人说，
You will not have to fight this battle on your own. I am here with you.
上帝希望跟我们说，胜败不在乎我们，乃在乎神。我会与你们同在。
And God said, "Take up your position, stand firm, and see how God or how am I going to help you."
神说，你们要摆正站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救。
God said through Jael, "Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you."
神说，明日出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
You know what's amazing? How did King Jehoshaphat fought the war. He said, take up your position. So in a war, what do you bring? Weapon? Gun? Ammunition? It's a war.
那我们现在来看约沙法是怎么样打仗的。 当打仗的时候，我们一般要怎么样？ 带上我们的兵器， 带上我们的军队， 对吧？ 但是这里神说， 你们要摆阵站着。
God delivered or helped King Jehoshaphat and his people from their enemies not by weapon, not by gun, not by strong words or harsh words, but by singing praises to God.
神是如何来施行拯救的呢？ 不是通过兵器，不是通过这个大军或者是武器， 或者说是很，就是只是通过赞美。
Sometimes God works in a very different and miraculous way that we human beings cannot understand.
有的时候神会用一种方式让我们人是不能够理解的。
Here are your enemies coming to kill you, but God said to King Jehoshaphat, prepare your people, come and sing praise and worship to me.
明天就有敌人来杀你了，但是神说，你只是站着，然后赞美我就可以。
Intelligent people won't take that advice. This is a vast of army, it's a war, and you're telling us to sing praise and worship.
如果是聪明的人会说，马上就有人来杀我了，你只是让我站在那，唱歌赞美你啊。
You know, there's power when we come together and sing praise and worship to God.
你知道吗？ 当我们开声赞美神的时候，就会有大的能力发生。
You see, when you go out and see the sky, Earth is just a small planet that we live in. And God is the creator of heaven and earth.
当我们仰望星空的时候，其实我们发现我们地球，我们的人是非常的渺小的，而神是整个宇宙的造物主。
Sometimes situation and God tells us to do something and it's seemingly illogical, not rational, but it is biblical.
有的时候，上帝做一些事情看起来好像不是理性的，是感性的，但是是符合圣经的。
Instead of worrying, King Jehoshaphat, as a king, take a stand and said, take up all the people of Judah and Jerusalem, let's prepare to attack, but not by weapon, but by prayer and praise and worship.
圣经上说，神就是这样教导以色列人的，你们要施行拯救，你们要摆阵站着，高声就是赞美我们的神。
In that difficult situation, God is reminding us to trust God's way, God's timing.
在那样一个危险的时期，神提醒我们要相信神，相信他的时间。
The heaven moves, and God has thousands of solutions to bring that help to you.
在危机发生的时候，其实神有无数种的方法可以帮助你脱离那样的困境。
I was reminded when we had this mission trip last December, in January when we went to visit the people, the community nearby the school.
去年的时候，他说他在去年的时候，他有一个这个施工在他当时学校里面。
Part of our ministry is visitation and building relationship to the community.
他们当时有很多就探访的工作，去探访当地的一些家庭。
When we visit this family, we have learned that the mother and the daughter has been demon possessed for several years.
他其中有一个家庭，他们的那个家庭的那个母亲和女儿都好像被这个邪灵附着，大概有好几年了。There
was a snake spirit in this mother and a daughter.
这种邪灵可能是一种来自于像蛇灵这样子。And
as we prayed for them, we asked them to receive Christ, and they did, and recite verses. And we've been praying together with my daughter, Ruthie. We were singing praise. We've been praying for 2 hours straight, praying, singing songs of praises, and God, they said, God, we're really tired. You've got to move. This is your call.
他们就是就是为他们祷告，然后他们就是按手，然后祷告，大概超过两个小时，一直在祷告。
You brought us here, and let your power be seen by these people, that your name be glorified.
他们祷告的时候，他们就说：“神啊，主啊，这是你的这是在乎我们的成败，就在乎你，因为是你把我们带来这里的，这是你的旨意，这是你的旨意要得到成就。”
One strategy that I've learned in praying for demon possessed or one who is very, very ill is we sing songs of praises.
当我们为一些就是受是就是被邪灵附身的人，或者是特别生病的、特别厉害的人的时候，我们经常就会开声的赞美。
You know that the enemy, the legions of enemies, when you play the songs of worship in your car, in your house, those bad spirits will just flow because they don't want to hear worship songs.
当有的时候我们会播放一些赞美诗歌，或者我们在家里，或者我们在车里面听一些赞美诗的时候，其实邪灵就会离开了，因为他们不喜欢听这些声音。
The heaven move when you start praise and worship and singing the Lord.
当我们开声赞美的时候，神就与我们同在。
And after more than two hours of prayer, God delivered this mother and daughter.And delivered them and has healed them.
长达两个小时之后，的祷告之后，神就医治了那个母亲和她那个女儿。
Glory to God for that. And another story is, as we all know, the Esther, how God, isn't that just a reminder to us? Whatever you're facing now, God does already know what is happening to us now.And he knows the ending of our life or the situation. We just have to hold on and remain connected, trust, and obey God.
这个以斯帖的这个故事也提醒我们，其实不论我们的生活中发生了什么样的事情，其实神早就已经知道。重要的是他知道我们的每一个情况，也知道我们将来会发生什么事情。对我们来说，最重要的是要紧紧地抓住神。
Situation that is overwhelming or seem impossible, know that we have a God that we can trust.
在遇到困难的时候，我们就知道我们有一个神是我们可以信靠的。
Know that we have a God who is powerful, able, and a mighty God.
我们的神是有能力的，然后是值得信任的。
We have a God who loves and deeply cares for each one of us.
我们有一个神，他是爱我们的，他也是关心我们每一个人的。
And one result of a united prayer together is it creates breakthroughs in our lives as individual or as a family, even a church and a nation.
如果我们可以同心合一的祷告的时候，我们在个人、家庭和教会，还有甚至我们的国家，都可以产生突破。
What happened to King Esther, to Queen Esther, to King Jehoshaphat, to King David, and all the great men and women of faith is because they remain connected to God and they keep their knees on prayer.
从以斯帖王后约撒法国王还有大卫王的故事，我们都可以知道，他们这些信心伟人都是因为他们经常的祷告，他们经常的跟神是有沟通的。
Breakthrough is a moment with God.
突破是当我们跟神与神同在的时候，我们所经历的神。
A situation where only God can help you.
在那样的情况下，只有神可以帮助我们。
Breakthrough is a personal touch or personal experience, God moment.
如果祷告得垂听，是我们经历神，是我们跟神之间有一个关系的开始。
Let's all pray for that.
让我们都一起祷告。
Breakthrough in our lives. Another is it create unity among the family. It create harmony, peace, and joy together serving God.
祷告也可以为我们的家庭提供合一，提供和睦、平安和喜乐。
And when we pray and come together in unity, it restores broken relationships.
当我们祷告的时候，也可以修复我们跟其他人的关系。
It builds reconciliation, healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
也可以医治我们，不管是我们的肉体上的，或者是我们精神上的。
United prayer brings transformation and miracle happens.
同心合一的祷告还可以改变我们的生活，改变我们的人生，会看到奇迹的发生。
And God, in whatever situation or season you are in, my brothers and sisters, know that our God is in control.
不管是在什么样的情况下，兄弟姐妹，我们都知道我们的神，他是掌管一切的神。
Let us not wait that bad things or big problem or trials come in our way before we learn to come together and pray.
当我们在遇到各样的事情的时候，我们都应该学习来到一起，同心合一的祷告。
And if bad situation is going on or happen, God always turns everything to good for those who believe Him.
不好的事情持续发生的时候，我们要相信神其实会让万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You and me have been called according to God's purpose.
我们是按他的旨意被召的人。
Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling you, the battle is not yours, my child, but it's mine.
神要提醒我们，胜败不在乎我们，那在乎神。
We serve a God that is able and powerful.
我们侍奉的神是有能力的。
And expect great things from a great, powerful, and able God.
我们会
expect great things.
我们会我们的神是有能力的神。我们在信靠神的过程中，我们会期望看到有更多的大能和神迹奇事的存在。
When you pray, don't doubt.
当你祷告的时候，千万不要有忧虑。
When you leave it to God, you don't carry the heavy burden on your shoulder and just tell it to God on your knees. God, I'm giving to you all my worries, all my problems, all my concern, and give me your peace in heart.And mine.
当我们向神祈求和祷告的时候，我们千万不要再继续把那样的重担压在我们自己的身上。我们把所有的一切都放在神的脚前，我们深信他必有安排。
Our role is not to worry, but to pray in unity, trust, and obey God.
我们所要做的并不是忧虑烦恼，我们所需要做的只是把一切都交托给神。
Maybe you're in a difficult season.Waiting, difficult situation, or some struggles, challenges in relationship, or employment, job, business. Maybe you have health problem, family, children, financial, ministry challenges. My dear brother and sister in God, in Christ, know that our God is in control.
兄弟姐妹们，也许你们现在正在生活中经历了很多不如意的事情，你的生活和你的工作或者你的家人都有碰到很多有困难的事情，但是不需要担心，应该知道我们的神他是掌管一切的。
Whatever you're going through, whatever season challenges you're going through, know that you're not alone. God is with you.
不管碰到什么样的困难和事情，你要知道你不是孤单的，因为神与你同在。
God's promise is to be with you, and that when we call upon Him by faith, He will answer us.
神的承诺，他必与我们同在。当我们向他呼求的时候，他就会垂听我们的祷告。
I would like to invite anyone, to stand up on their feet.If you want a prayer from God, we'd like you just to stand from your feet, and we will pray for you.
如果我现在邀请每一个希望一起祷告的朋友，请你站起来，我们一起祷告。
You want God to move in your situation and create a breakthrough in our lives? I want you to stand by faith on your feet and pray.
如果你希望可以一起祷告，我们同心合一的祷告的话，请你站起来，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray. Thank you.
如果你愿意的话，你也可以摁手在其他的人的身上，我们可以一起 lay your hand.
Father God, here are your people. You know exactly what they're going through personally, as a family, and as a church. I pray, O God, that you move right now in a very special and mighty way, God, knowing that you love them, that you care for them, that you're a God who is in control of whatever situation they're going through. God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, bring healing for those who are sick. Bring comfort and encouragement for those who are distressed. Lord, whenever financial breakthrough or family relationship problem or job employment, whatever crisis, Father, Lord, we call upon you, we look upon you, and in the name of Jesus, Father, release the blessing from heaven upon each and everyone who stand upon their feet, Lord, asking you to help them, for this is your promise. Father, we thank you for how you would bless my dear brother and sisters in Christ, and that your name and name alone be glorified.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里，我们向你同心合一的呼求，主啊，求你的灵与我们同在。我们在生活中碰到各样的难事的时候，主啊，让我们的眼目转向你。主啊，当我们不知道怎么祷告的时候，主啊，求你的圣灵来帮助我们，求你的圣灵赐下能力带领我们，让我们可以知道怎么样我们怎么样能够成为顺服你的儿女，让我们可以开声赞美你。当我们开声赞美的时候，你与我们同在，我们就能够经历你的大能。主啊，求你的圣灵来帮助我们，帮助我们每一个人，把我们的仰望眼目转向你寻求从你来的帮助我们就可以成为新人，我们就成为一个你可以新造的人。亲爱的主，我们也知道我们的祷告其实有的时候我们是语无伦次的，我们有的时候甚至不知道怎么样开口向你祈求。主啊，但是你说你愿意垂听我们，你愿意与我们沟通和交流。主啊，因着我们的信，因着我们相信你耶稣爱子的圣名，我们的罪得以被你赦免，我们可以 得以穿上圣洁的公义，圣洁的白衣来到你的面前，我们可以成为蒙你喜悦的儿女。你听我们的祷告，你帮助我们，你带领我们，你让我们经历你，也让我们能够真实的信靠你。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may sit down, please.
大家请坐。
Another prayer that I would like to do. Can I ask all the leaders or volunteers in the church to please stand up? Leaders in the church.
Kathy 想邀请我们教会所有的服事的同工可以站起来。
Can you stand? Just stand.Leaders, if you're a volunteer, you have ministry in this church, that you're serving this church, I want you to stand. Okay?
我邀请我们在教会里面所有服事的同工，请站起来。
Just would like to pray for you and encourage you.
Kathy 想要跟我们一起祷告。
Father God, here are your servants, Father, lovingly, faithfully, and willingly serving you through this church. I pray, O God, that you encourage them.Knowing that what they do and labor for you is not in vain. I pray for unity among the leaders in this church as they work together, Lord, to advance your kingdom here and to the ends of the earth. I pray for unity amongst them. In whatever decision they have to make, it will be in accordance to your will. Your wisdom and guidance be upon them, Lord, with Pastor Daniel. Lord, I commit this church to you. Continue to create a breakthrough in the lives of the leaders, becoming a good role model among their people, Father. I pray for your blessing of unity and your encouragement to be upon them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
好，谢谢，大家请坐。
Thank you.